doesn't need help.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I was watching this video from this guy who had grown up in the 50s. Yeah, there's a video about this guy who grew up in the 50s and him talking about that. And, you know, explaining how it was. And talking about modern times and how he thinks about that. And, really quite interesting. He said, I don't know. He said, first off, he said, I don't think education educates anybody right now. He says, I think we do a piss poor job of educating people. And he said, it's really sad. He said, people all were getting fed back when I was young. So I don't remember hearing about all the starving people. And he goes, that's all you hear about now is people starving in America. It's like, you know, he says, I don't understand why that should be true. And, they said, people don't work. People don't really work. I've noticed. It's just, you know, because people are really strange too. You'll think they're really nice and really sweet, and then you'll say something, or, you know. And then it says, I'm so angry. It's like, I don't get that. I just don't. People have different opinions. Uh-huh. You know, and we all kind of got along. I don't get the new thing of you have to hate everybody. Anyway, so apparently this is recorded back. So it's like, oh yeah, this is happening. Because, you know, he was a teenager in the 50s. And he said, yeah. So there's all this stuff. He talked a lot about the Russians, and his grandmother was Russian. And he said, we were all, you know, we didn't like the Russians. You know, they were all trying to corrupt us and do that and things like that. So, because even my grandmother would say that. Because she came from Russia. I said, we didn't like the communists at all. But they were all out to get us. And so I said, we learned all about that stuff. We didn't dwell on that too much. That we used to dress up a lot, and we wanted to as teenagers. Oh,
yeah! And it's like I wore this cardigan jacket. I still had my tie, I still had my shirt, my button-up shirt, and the whole thing, you know, I just had this jacket. My dad was just so, he didn't think much of that jacket. He thought that jacket was bad. And he says, boy, if you were to see it on somebody today, you would think they were impressive people. Compared to everybody else walking around.
No, of course I can't say much of it.
Anyway, So yeah. And he said, I don't think of myself conservative or a liberal, particularly. I think I'm kind of moderate, middle of the road. He says, you know what's true? I had all these crazy ideas when I was a kid. You know, more of a liberal mindset. And my dad would tell me, oh, once you get older, you'll get more conservative. And I told him, oh, no. No, I never will. And he said, no, my dad. But I did. Because he said, you know what? I find myself in a kid. He says, you know, you're all upset about politics, how corrupt they are, how you can buy them off, things like that. And he said, you know what? Because that may be true. He goes, but you know what? It works. Things always seem to bounce out in the wash, and it worked out okay. And things weren't going crazy. He goes, I think he's lost that.
Yeah.
Everybody's out for themselves. Yeah. An interesting guy to listen to. Well, no. He sounded very typical. He said, you know, they asked him, so, what do you do for a living? He says, I drive trucks. He goes, yeah. You know, he just had a family doing that. I was like, yeah. He says, well, I've always done it. He says, now, you know. He says, I drive 12, 14 hours a day. He says, that's just what you gotta do. Yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, you do what you gotta do. Keep it on the table. Keep the roof over your head. Keep the clothes on your back. That's what you do. He's like, that's what we always do. Said, that's how my dad was. Because our family had a store, and I didn't really want to work at the store. So I didn't. I never thought about work besides what was required to get what we needed. That was all. That's all work is for. He didn't seem to mind the way things used to be when people say, oh, that was so crap. That was so bad. He had to have friends. If he didn't have friends, he didn't have anything. And he said, well, this is what it was. Back when I was young, if you needed something, you went to the local bar. They would arrange it for you. You voted for them, they had favors for you, and you did think about favors. But people don't like favors anymore. They think they deserve things. And you go, so now you go down to the government, and there's too many people asking, and it never really happened. Playing it as an actual. But guess what? Back in the old days? Yeah. You would go to the senator and he would help you with something. the expectation was, you'd vote for him because he had done you a favor. And you go, you know what? It worked. And you didn't get weird about him, you know? So, you go, he kept that. That's why socialism is here for us. It is really bad idea. But again, being totally libertarian to the nth degree is also bad. Because it's not a good thing for themselves. The strongest man helps everybody else because they want to. Never seen this knife.
I know.
It's so old.
I know.
Silver haired lady knife. Whatever. Whoa. Within the resources available. Yeah. I don't really get much thought. Sorry. I'm sure you need to do stuff. I think you'll come back. Don't worry about Matt. That'll be more worried about you. You don't know Matt. It is, everybody says, well, the 50s weren't all that wonderful. And you go, well, I mean, comparatively, things work. Things aren't working anymore. And you go, I can basically. Hard work, without working, you may actually have to be hard to keep working. Everything seems to be in its appropriate place, which isn't true anymore. It's just people are the easiest people to go. Here you go. It's working right now. So maybe you can throw that thing. Anyway. And you get weird, rich people are rich, how they got it, whether it was okay for them to have it. It was like, no, it's not. And you get rich too, and you know what? Trying to incentivize it. Breaking a lot of system, you know, my to work ethic. Too many people think it's quite a work ethic. People don't work, they're really rich. People work really hard to get ahead. And you're doing, you're thinking about it hard. Just think about it. And if you're on your chair, and you're thinking, does it work today? the scripture pulls out one about how to put you in. That's certainly what we're seeing a lot of today. But if you don't hear anything, hopefully you feel good. I don't think you can end up being a winner. Let's say, you know. I'm like a profound person for trust. Not okay. I don't care if the vast majority of people here want to abandon in favor of the government, the check, or whatever. That was what people sounded like. That's why most of our progenitors came here. This was the only country, not that I know, from, I don't know, Brazil would be the same. The only country that was actually founded on ideas, not on, you know, how people live here, you know, it was founded on that. I like life, liberty, and the pursuit of individual desires over the quote, what is a collective. So, you know, it's almost like people get mad about Israel and say, Israel needs to bless the people to play safe and sell things. And you go, wait a minute, in the Middle East, you want to be a Muslim? You want to live that kind of life? You want to be among those people? I said, I don't know how many countries there are around you. Maybe it's definitely like that. Yeah, go ahead. Kind of caring to people who just want to be left alone, who just want to keep up their lives the way they would like to without a lot of other people telling them what they can do. Because you don't care about those people. Those people don't deserve to, you know, start psychopathy. If you get to live, you know, you will be you'll be carrying your new mask with the supervillain. Because they're smarter, stronger, more willing to do it than you are. God bless those who keep it from shit. That's part of the problem. The Lamanites, for all their evil and wickedness towards the Nephites, and all of their ancient treasures, through large over time, they kept the commandments. They were ignorant of them for now. But they kept them then. So they got the blessing, the Nephites did. Because the Nephites had it, and they abandoned it. It's better never. Never could have had it. And at least we need God for that. And you go, wow, that's interesting. And you go, that's what I see for. You can see all they like it. Well, I don't believe in you. You know, just know, if you have it, and you pee all over it,
God's not very happy with you.
I play some basketball Monday, and Sunday, next day, and the football.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what year that was.
I know.
Could have been 20 years ago.
It doesn't have the year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll see you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Matt, I'll be much later than I used to.